Now, it's a fact that we know more about space than we do about the bottom of our own oceans here on Earth. But there are plans to at least put a dent into that deficit. Seabed 2030 is a mission to map the bottom of the sea. And a team based in the UK have recently won one of the Shell Ocean Discovery X Prizes worth a total of $7 million for developing a seabed scanning technology. To explain, Naked Scientist tech correspondent, who's also an angel investor, Peter Cowley, is with us. Peter, welcome. What have they actually claimed to have invented?
They put together some existing systems in a novel way. So it's a prize that was launched about 3 or 4 years ago and they won it. It's actually 14 nations, but the major part of it, which is the ship itself, was designed here in the UK. So what the prize was for was to be able to map the seabed in a much better way. And so this was a combination of a ship and an underwater drone type device.
How does it work?
The underwater drone looks like a bit like a torpedo. It's self-propelled. It'll do up to 4 knots. It's got a variety of different sensors on it, including cameras and other devices. But what's novel about it is that it's also got associated with a ship, which is also autonomous. So the torpedo will come up to the surface, get it onto the ship, which is autonomous as well, charge itself up and then go back down again. So the ship can then act as a base for it. And so the ship then is, as I say, is fully autonomous if necessary, could be partially autonomous.
What measurements are they going to make and how long is this going to take?
The prize itself was asking for devices to map out the surface of the seabed at up to 4,000 metres deep, about 12,000 feet. And the target for this prize was to have 24 hours to map as much as possible. And they managed to map 278 square kilometres in that time. But the idea behind it is to find geological features. And they found more than 10 features which hadn't been known before. In the Mediterranean, this was as well.
So in other words, it's going to look at a subset of the ocean floors, because we must have mapped quite a bit already, haven't we?
It's only a few percent.
Really?
Yeah.
And so they'll get this map. What are they going to do with it?
When they finally do it, there's all kinds of things they can do with it, from commercial applications, for instance, mining. I mean, there's huge amounts of minerals down there on the seabed. They can do forecasts of tsunamis. There's a whole load of ocean current measurements they could do. So the idea is to have a map of the whole world by 2030, as it says, which can then be analysed, particularly by this organisation, the General Bathymetric Chart of the Oceans, which is the sort of the overarching body here.
Of course, the conservationists are quite worried about this undersea exploitation, aren't they? Because there are these wonderful, pristine resources down there in huge abundance, these mineral things, and they are relatively accessible to us these days compared with the price now of recovering, for instance, oil in the same way. But at the same time, if we don't know what is down there in terms of geology, we also don't know what's down there in terms of biology. And we could, therefore, in the course of going and recovering those minerals, be doing untold damage to unique species.
As you'll see later on in this programme with an animal I've just seen.
Say no more.
No, say no more. No, exactly.
Peter is referring to the fact that Lloyd Peck is coming on and he's got in her box, he's got a dinner plate-sized sea spider.
Exactly, yes, which I've had a good look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, that's the point. In fact, I met a guy some years ago which was picking up cobalt nodules off the Hawaiian coast, and he'd actually put £100 million in to do this, and they were hoovering them up from a very good reef. So, yeah, there's clearly going to be an ecological disadvantage, but there is also an advantage in being able to find these minerals in places which aren't going to damage the normal above-surface land.
Peter, thanks very much. That's Peter Cowley,
thank you,
the Naked Scientist, tech correspondent and a Cambridge-based angel investor.